rock and roll 60 stuff down here, whatever you call it. Oh, we just went to Home Despot and got a piece of 1¼-inch EMT and going to use it for a strain relief on a coaxial cable.
I'm going to work on moving my antenna outside here in a little bit. I got enough cable I can get it out the window and up underneath the deck. I have to go out there and nail up a piece of metal or something to hook it to, but that's my plans for the day anyway. I got the yard mowed yesterday.
Well, bring with mine think light. So did we. I got some road noise because I got the window between the cab and the topper open because I got that 10-foot piece of conduit sticking through there, John. Yeah, we got the grass mowed and Bernice did the weed eating while I did the grass, and happy to get that done on a day that you didn't just roast. Although I did get a little red, I even used suntan lotion, which I despise. Yeah, it just makes you feel yucky. Well, I'm glad I did now, because she said I turned a little bit red anyways.
It wasn't too bad out there yesterday. In the shade, it was nice and cool, but, you know, that sun will rip your hide off.
Yes, you can really tell the difference down here, I think. You get a lot more of the straight line UV or something, because it was terrible hot in Kansas, but you walk out here and you stand in the sun on a hot day and it feels like it's burning, like you're in a skillet. But we got her done, and the first night that I slept the whole night in years last night, I took one ibuprofen and one Tylenol before I went to bed. And normally, I don't even touch it by the time I wake up in the morning. Arthur comes out, and my lower back pain comes out. Man, had very little this morning, so it's really been a blessed day for me, anyways.
That's good to hear. I woke up sweating about 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought, why is it so hot in here? I went and looked at the thermostat, and it was set down to like 70, 71, but it wasn't running. And then I checked my phone, and it was like 59 degrees outside. I said, what a wonder. So I opened the window, and because the AC wasn't running, because it got too cold last night. So, but I went out to get the paper this morning with the dog, and I thought, oh, wow, this is nice out here. I went out and sat on the deck for a while, had my coffee and paper out there, and sat out on the deck. I checked my phone, and it said 59 degrees. I thought, it sure don't feel like 59.
Kind of shocking. I went out and trimmed some dead flowers off of the roses. It makes them bloom better. And just walked around a little bit and watered the chickens. But it felt plumb cool when I first went out there. It was shocking and welcome, I'll tell you that. They said it's going to get back up hot again. And about Wednesday, it's supposed to rain and be sweltering, but oh, we leave ours on 73 as a general rule on the thermostat. Well, I had a tree that I had cut off while I was taking out two other big ones, and so that left me without the normal strain relief I use for this super loop. My Carolina Windham has been down for some time. I have all the components to put it back up, but it's just been too hot. I can't do it. The air quality sucked lately. So I'm not going to jump into that today, but shortly we will. I got to go down and kill some poison ivy down there first. Don't want to meet up with that.
Do that. Well, get it while it's cool, because, summer ain't over yet.
Here, my long shot. But there is a big Arctic front coming down. Now, I don't know if it's going to make it this far or not, but it's huge. And coming down through the Midwest, not the one that we're in now, but another one behind it I noticed on the weather last night. So if that comes our way, we might get an early fall.
Well, I won't argue with it. I'm tired of it being so hot you can't even, you know, step outside for a minute and catch your breath. It's like walking around in a sauna out there, or at least it was the last few days.
PR Mobile. Oh, about 3 minutes out from the QTH. Yeah, that's exactly. When it gets real cold or real hot, the old congestive heart failure kicks in, and I just, well, I can't even walk to the back of the acreage there, which is only 1.2 acres, but I can't walk back there and back up without taking a nitro when it's like that. I wouldn't even try it. It's just so dang hot. You go out and it makes it hard to breathe. We've showed near 100 several days on my weather station that is out on a telephone pole in the sun. And you add that humidity or the dew point in, oh, it's been rotten air.
I don't get a whole lot done when it gets like that. It's ain't nothing to do but stay inside in the air conditioning, but yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm going to back on out of here. I got to get a couple things done here before she gets home, so I'll say 73s to you. Take care of yourself. Say hi to Bernice for us, and you have a good day, Tom. KN4RJN, clear.
Got you jumped in here and rode with us. We're just pulling in the driveway and get this conduit unloaded. It looks like the anemometer's dead still out there right now. 73, John, K4RJN, NSN 0TR 73.